ACN Breakfast. It's time for the adventures of Whippy Watson.
Stick me here, Wispy. Word had found its way to some of the biggest names the media has ever known about the exploits of young Whippy Watson, a gleaming white Holden statesman who was making its way to Dimbuka in an attempt to get the exclusive story. Mike Williamson was driving, Teddy Whitten was in the front, and in the back was none other than Scotty Palmer and Ray Slug Jordan. And sitting right in the middle of Slug and Ray in the back seat was Mike's trusty blue heeler, who answered to the name of Jezelenko. The group of immortals weren't paying much attention to where they were going and soon found themselves hopelessly lost in the middle of the Wimmera. Poring over an old map, Scotty suggested a shortcut. Let's go straight through this 3,000-acre farm. After 10 minutes of arguing, a fight had broken out. I think we should take this track through the middle of the paddocks, he said. EJ was having none of it.
Hit the boundary line.
But EJ, we can save an hour if we go up the middle.
Hit the boundary line.
Are you sure, EJ, he replied.
Hit the boundary line.
Mike Williamson had had enough of the arguing. Do what he says. EJ knows best. So they skirted around the boundary of the property and eventually they found the highway.
I tip this,
Mike said with a little smug smile on his face. They'd only gone a couple of kilometres when they noticed a young lad in a very precarious position. He tried to jump a fence and he didn't realise that it was an electrified fence and he found himself awkwardly straddling it. And every time he moved, he got an electric shock to the old nurry bag that was lit up like a Christmas tree. The four media heavyweights all cringed before Slug Jordan broke the silence.
I think you've got to take the boy off.
So they hopped out. they hopped out and helped him out of his very delicate situation. EJ started laughing. You had a pretty similar problem like that when you were a young lad, Scotty. No one came to your help, though. In fact, your old man didn't show you any sympathy at all. What did he suggest?
Sent a bloke down with a gun. He was going to shoot my testicles off.
Mike was getting desperate. He somehow had made contact with Whippy's girlfriend, Sharon Streslecki, and had got a hold of one of Whippy's old jock straps. He called his trusty dog, Jezelenko, over and he gave him a quick sniff of the young star's underpants. Pick up the scent, boy. Where is he? Show us the way, fella. The dog's ears picked up, sniffing wildly at the jockstrap. His tail stopped wagging and his whole body began to tremble. Fight us the way to Dimbuka, boy. Take us to Whippy, fella. The dog bolted off, the scent of Whippy in his nostrils, finally putting the search party back on track. Williamson couldn't help himself.
Oh, Jezelenko, you're guilty!
And they clambered back in the car to continue their journey. Would they make it to Dimbuka in time? Would they get the exclusive interview with the wonder boy of the Wimmera?